Okay, today we're going to learn Sukkah Daf Chaf Amar Aleph. We are holding at Amar Le Abaye I Hachi. We're at Amar Le Abaye, which is a few lines down into the page already. So Amar Le Abaye I Hachi says the Gemara. Amar Le Abaye I Hachi. If Abaye says to Rava, if you're right that the Machlokes Reb Elazar with the Tanakama is about a small mat, so then Reb Elazar Amar Achas Katana V'Achas Gedola. The fact that the Girsa in our Mishnah is that Rabbi Lazar says, Achas Ketana V'Achas Gedola, really, Achas Gedola V'Achas Ketana Mibayilei. It should have said it the other way, because normally when you say Achas this or Achas that, whether this or that, we normally say the more pashut thing first, and then the greater chiddush. So if you're right, that according to Rabbi Lazar should have said, Achas Gedola, because that's the more pashut thing, that a Gedola is not made l'shchiva, and even Tanakamurol is not made l'shchiva, and then even V'Achas Ketana, even the greater Chiddush, even a smaller mat, according to Reb Lazar, which is a big Chiddush that he assumes Bistam is also not made l'shchiva, because you likely would have thought that it would be made l'shchiva. Va'od, and another Kasha, on Rava, that it's muchach from the Brisa that it's not correct that Reb Elazar and Tanakama argue about a machzelas ketana, a small mat, ki pligi begedolahu de pligi. To the contrary, they seem to be arguing about a large mat. Reb Elazar lechumran. Reb Elazar is not coming to be makil in a situation of a small mat, but rather he's coming to be machmer on the Tanakama. Detanya machzelas hakana begedolah misachin ba. If you have a mat made out of reeds and it's a large one, you could use it for schach because we assume that it's not made l'shchiva. Reb Elazar omer remeinu makabelas tuma misachin. But that if it's not mekabel tumah, meaning if you designate it specifically to be used for schach, then you can use it for schach. But minastam, you're not allowed to be mesachich with it because we assume that it's all made l'shchiva. So you see that Reb Elazar and the Chum argue about a machzelas gedola, like it says in the Brisa, and Reb Elazar's machmir that even bestama it's mekabel tumah unless you meyachid it beferush for the sake of schach. So that's why the Gemara explains the Mishnah somewhat differently. Ella Amar Rav Papa. So Rav Papa says a different explanation of our Mishnah. Ella Amar Rav Papa. Biketana kuliam lo pligi distam l'shchiva. When you're dealing with a small mat, both Rabbi Lazar and the Tanakama agree that we assume that it's made for lying on and therefore it's mekabel tuma. Ki pligi begedola. The whole machlokas is only by a large mat. Tanakama sover stam gedola l'sikuch. Tanakama says we have the right to assume that it's made for schach and therefore kosher for schach. Reb Elazar sover stam gedola nami l'shchiva. And Reb Elazar thinks even a stam large mat is also made for shchiva. So the Tanakama, the explanation of the Tanakama would be that, like the Gemara said originally, kan begedola, kan bekatana. The Mishnah means to say that a large mat is made for, that's made for shchiva is mekabel tuma, and you're not allowed to use it for schach, but if it were stam, a stam large mat is not mekabel tuma, and may be used for schach. A small mat, if you make it for sikuch, you could be mesakech with it, and it's not mekabel tuma. But minastam, it is mekabel tuma, and it's not kosher for sikuch. Then comes along Reb Elazar, and he says that a large mat has the same din as a small mat. Minastam, it's omid l'shchiva, and it's mekabel tuma. So the Gemara explains, umay asa'a l'shchiva d'ka amar. What does Reb Elazar mean when he says asa'a l'shchiva? He doesn't mean that you beferish made it for shchiva. Even minastam, we assume it's l'shchiva. Hachi kamar, what he means to say is, stam asiyasa nami l'shchiva, that we always assume it's made for shchiva until the guy actually explicitly makes it for sikuch. Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa. So actually, let's do a main point over there. So the main point will be that Rav Papa holds small mats are stam l'shchiva, large mats are machlokas. Rav Elazar holds are stam l'shchiva, and Tan Kama says are stam l'sikuch. Tan Rabbanan, machzelas shel shifa v'shel gemi gedola. If you have a mat made out of shifa or gemi, and it's large, misachin ba, you could use it for schach. Kitana, ein misachin ba. If it's a small mat made out of these materials, you're not allowed to use it for schach, because we assume that it's mekabel tuma. But shalchalnim v'shalchilos, if it's made out of different types of grass that are much harder, so gedola, if it's a large one, misachin ba, you're allowed to use it for schach. Aruga, whereas if it's woven together, we assume it's omid l'shchiva, it's mekabel tuma, and therefore ein misachin ba. You're not allowed to be. It's not gedola over here. It's not large. Gedula. Gedula means it's made like in a braided way. If it's braided, then misachin ba. Aruga, if it's woven rather than braided, then ein misachin ba. So it has to do with how it's put together. Okay, says the Gemara now. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Yomer Mishumaviv. Achazu v'achazu, whether it's gedula or aruga, however it's put together, misachin ba, you're allowed to use it for schach, v'cheinu Rabbi Dosa amar kedvarav. And that's what Rabbi Dosa says as well. Now we begin a new sugya, but a couple of details that are important to know before we begin the next sugya. Detail number one, that when it comes to tumma, the highest form of tumma is a dead body. A dead body is what we call Avi Avos HaTumah, is the granddaddy of all tumas, and therefore a dead body could be Metame Adam, it could be Metame Kalim that it touches for 7 full days. And in order to be Metayer, anything that comes in contact with a dead body, you need to get Efer Paraduma, mix it with water, sprinkle it on the guy on day 3 and day 7. It's a 7-day Tara process. Detail number 2. A person who touches a dead body is an Av HaTumah, and he also can be metame Adam v'kelim, but when he's metame something, they're not going to be tame for 7 days, they're only going to be tame tumas erev, they're only going to be tame for 1 day. Detail number 3. A zav has the same status as someone who touches a dead body, meaning a zav, someone who has this form of tumah, of this disease that something leaves his body, he is an av hatumah, but in addition to the regular tumah that he can transmit, he can also transmit something called tumas medris, that if he lies on something or sits on something, that item that he lies on or sits on becomes an av hatumah as well. And detail number 4, wood is not mekabel tumah unless it's a kli, meaning pshute kli eitz, flat pieces of wood are not mekabel tumah. But if it has a base kibul, if it has a receptacle of some sort, it's a kli and then it's mekabel tumah. So if one is miyached a piece of wood for shchiva, for lying on, so it's like it's we view it as a kli that's made for shchiva and therefore it's able to become tameh. It could become tameh even with medras hazav. If he makes a kli out of wood, he makes something with a base kibul, it could become tameh with all of the tumas that it would normally, that can normally be contracted by kelim, except for tumas medras, because it's not made for shchiva if it has a base kibul. So meaning wood can be manipulated to become something that's omed b'shchiva, it can become something that's omed to be used as a kli. So now, we're going to bring another Mishnah. Tanan Hasam, it says in the Mishnah, Kol ha-chotzalos mitame tamei meis. All chotzalos, which we're going to have to see what that means, are tamei tumas meis, meaning they can become an av hatumah if they touch an actual dead body. But they cannot become an avatuma from medras hazav, just by tumas meis, not from medras hazav. The chamomrim and cham say midras, that not only can they become tamei by touching a dead body, they can even become tamei tumas medras. So midras in tamei meis lo. Wait, does that mean they can only become tamei midras? They cannot become tamei from touching a dead body. I thought the halach is that anything that's susceptible to tumas medras is automatically also susceptible to tumas meis. The other way, it's not true. There are things that are susceptible to tumas meis that are not susceptible to tumas medras. If it's something that's not made to be lied on or sat on, but something that is made to be lied on is therefore subject to tumas medrash, is automatically also susceptible for tumas meis. So says Mara Ema Af Medrash. No, what the Chum meant to say is that not only can it become tamei tumas meis, it can also become tamei tumas medrash. So again, these chotzalos, Rabbi Dosa holds, can only become tamei tumas meis, not tumas medrash, and the Chum say both tumas meis and tumas medrash. My chotzalos, what are these chotzalos that Rabbi Dosa and I'm arguing about? Amar Avdimi Bar Hamduri Marzuvle. They are Marzuvle. Great. My Marzuvle. What are Marzuvle? It's a bag that's made out of leather that a shepherd would bring food for the animals to schlep the food in. So it's like his backpack that he brings the food for the animals. And since sometimes he'll put it under his head to go to sleep on when he wants to take a nap, the Chachamim hold that that's called a kli that's made for shchiva, for lying down, and therefore become tamei tumas medrus. Whereas Rabbi Dosa would say, nah, it's a bag. It's not really meant for lying down on. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Omer, machsalos mamish. Rabbi Shimon Lakish says, no, you know what chatzalos are? Chatzalos are simply mats. That's what they are. Let's do main point number two. Chatzalos, the chum hold, could become tamei both tumas meis and tumas medrus. Whereas Rabbi Dosa holds only tumas meis, not tumas medrus. Now, va'azir Reish Lakish tamei. When Reish Lakish says that it's machtzalos mamish, chatzalos means mat, is Reish Lakish lishitaso, because he holds damar Reish Lakish hareini kaparis Rabbi Chiya banav, that whatever suffering I have should be for the benefit of Rabbi Chiya and his children, that it should be a kapara for them. Allah Ezra mi Bavel v'yista. Initially, when Torah was forgotten from the Jewish people, Ezra came from Bavel and taught Torah again. Chazra v'nishtakha. Then it got forgotten again. Allah Hilala Bavli v'yista. Hilala Bavli came back and re-established Torah. Chazra v'nishtakha. It then got forgotten a third time. Alu Rabbi Chiya ubanav v'yistuha. Rabbi Chiya and his children came back and re-established Torah. So they are the ones that were machzir Torah. So whatever they say, you know, they have their word carries extra weight in Torah. V'chein am Rabbi Chiya ubanav l'nechle Rabbi Dosa v'chamim al machzalo shalusha, that Rabbi Dosa and the Chamim do not disagree when it comes to the machzalo shalusha shein t'meils, that they're tameh even with tumas medrash, because they're made to be lied on, they're made to be for shchiva. And they also agree that the mats of Tveria are tahorus, because the mats of Tveria are very hard and people don't lie down on them. They argue about mats that are made from other places, from everywhere else. Marisav Rabbi Dosa holds, given the lack of the Asav Alayu, that since most people don't sit on them, they're like the machzalos of Tveria and they cannot be susceptible to mismedrus. Omar Savar, but the Rabbanim disagree, and they hold, given the Mikri V'yasvi Alayu, since sometimes people do sit on them, Kidu Usha Damyan, they're considered like the mats of Usha that are made for Medrus. So last main point over here, three different types of mats. The ones from Usha are used as a Medrus, and therefore Tamei Medrus. The ones from Tveria are not used as a Medrus, and therefore not Tamei Medrus. And the ones from everywhere else is a Machlokas between Rabbi Dosa and the Chachamim. The ones from everywhere else, Machlokas, whether they could become Tamei Tumas Medrus, that's Machlokas, Rabbi Dosa, and the Chachamim. So Bez Hashem will pick up from there next time on Daf Chaf Amud Beis.